This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Top diplomats from the United States and Russia are expected to speak by phone Tuesday, a day after United Nations representatives from the two countries faced off at the UN Security Council over allegations that Russia is planning a large-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine, allegations Russia denies. Tuesday's diplomatic efforts to address the crisis also include a trip by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. In a statement, Johnson urged Russia to step back and engage in dialogue to find a diplomatic resolution and avoid further bloodshed. Britain, like the United States and other Western allies, has provided weapons to Ukraine, and Johnson is considering doubling British troops in the Baltic countries. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have held face-to-face talks January 21st in Geneva, and since then the two sides have exchanged written responses in an effort to try to make their positions clear. Russia said a U.S. document failed to address its core security concerns, which include its opposition to further NATO eastward expansion, especially to Ukraine. The U.S., NATO, and Ukraine have all rejected that demand, considering it an unacceptable restriction on their ability to decide their own affairs. The streets of major cities across Myanmar are empty Tuesday as residents heed a call to observe a silent strike to mark the one-year anniversary of the military's overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government. Activists are urging residents across the country to stay home and for their businesses to shut their doors in protest of the coup. Junta leaders have threatened to seize businesses and arrest anyone who shares any information about the strike. The military seized power February 1, 2021, detaining Suu Kyi, the de facto head of the civilian government, and other high-ranking officials. This is VOA News. A report issued Tuesday by the World Health Organization indicates the response to the COVID-19 pandemic has generated tens of thousands of tons of extra medical waste, putting a tremendous strain on healthcare waste management systems around the world, threatening human and environmental health, and exposing a dire need to improve waste management practices. The WHO study of pandemic-related healthcare waste bases its estimates on the approximate 87,000 tons of personal protective equipment, or PPE, which was shipped around the world between March 2020 and November 2021 to support the global COVID-19 response. The study suggests most of this equipment likely ended up as waste. The study's authors estimate 30% of healthcare facilities, likely twice that number in the least developed countries, are not equipped to handle existing waste loads, let alone the additional COVID-19 waste. This potentially exposes health workers to needle stick injuries, burns, and pathogenic microorganisms, while also impacting communities living near poorly managed landfills and waste disposal sites through contaminated air from burning waste, poor water quality, or disease-carrying pests. The report offers a series of recommendations for integrating better, safer, or more environmentally sustainable waste practices into the current COVID-19 response and future pandemics. An online news outlet in Mexico late Monday said one of its journalists was shot dead, the fourth journalist to be killed in the country in less than a month. The director of the local news website, Monitor Michoacan, Armando Linares, said three assailants fatally shot Roberto Toledo in the city of Zitácuaro. The news outlet said the gunman shot Toledo as he was filming a new video column by Monitor Michoacan's deputy director, Joel Vieira, at Vieira's law office. From his Twitter account, a spokesman for President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador said the administration condemned Toledo's killing. Prosecutors in the western state of Michoacan said they're investigating the report. The unprecedented string of killings has put reporters on edge across Mexico and sparked protests earlier this month. The government says more than 50 journalists have been killed in Mexico since December of 2018. Crowds gathered Tuesday at one of Hong Kong's popular temples, the Mon Mo Temple, offering prayers for the Year of the Tiger on the first day of the Lunar New Year amid ongoing COVID-19 concerns. Due to the fifth wave of the pandemic, only smaller temples remained open to worshippers on the first of 3 days of the Lunar New Year. Hong Kong has seen a surge in COVID-19 cases in January, and leader Carrie Lam and health officials had urged the public to avoid large gatherings to prevent the spread of the virus. In Australia, as elsewhere in Asia, people prepared for scaled-back celebrations as increasing vaccination rates raised hopes that the Year of the Tiger might bring life back closer to normal. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.